Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh. Yeah.
Back where it all began. Back where it started. Trillville Thursday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away from right now. Get back into some NBA finals slash general NBA conversation as some of the coaching carousel stuff continues. I know a hire was made and a firing was made and some other rumors circulating as well. So we'll get back into that. We'll get to the back page with Abe as Bo is out again today. I'll be back tomorrow. Damn. But back page with Abe at 12:40.
He went that hard at the concert?
Must have. Boy, one of those two-day hangovers.
Bo was rocking out.
I know. Braves have a day game. Yes, but we're just goofing around, Abe.
And it's so funny because I can't see him because he's not sits as high as Bo does behind his glass.
When there's the glare.
And there's a glare.
But I can see him.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad the glare is there. But yeah, just relax.
Dude. We got it. Right,
we got it. Okay.
Yeah, he's smart. He's over there for a day game, making cocktails and getting tips.
Yeah. I mean, hell of a job.
Yeah. No cocktails or tips around here right now, unfortunately.
No.
It'd be great if there was both.
I just saw, we were about the NFL new huddle, but they were talking about extension people and everything. They were talking about the Ravens because they had extended Rashad Bateman. They're also in early negotiations with Lamar Jackson. Might make sense.
Yeah, that's interesting because it feels like that just happened seconds ago.
Yeah,
because you know we were sort of not really ever, but sort of
it don't matter.
Involved.
It don't matter.
We were sort of involved.
You to come out emphatically now
because that was Desmond Ritter's offseason too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
because it was Desmond
just
Ritter.
Just another layer of
and
crap
y'all
on
just
top
went
of that.
And just no, we're all in. Des is our guy.
We're all good at quarterback.
Yeah, that was the only thing. No, the Baltimore was going to match any
they
offer.
Were never going to part with him.
They were never going to part
with him. They were never going to part with him.
The infatuation of not just the Falcons, everybody, but especially this damn organization.
Yeah, there were three to five teams that so desperately needed to address their quarterback situation that should have just made an offer.
Yes.
You just make the offer
and make them
tell you no.
And you had an opportunity, fuck yeah, and Desmond daggone Ritter.
Oh yeah!
Remember they had to come out and make a statement.
I do.
No, Des is our guy.
Des is our
guy.
Why? Because we believe. Because we know more than you. That was basically the whole. That was the whole gist of all of it. Was and they do with certainly me. They certainly know more than
I understand
me.
That.
There's no question. But there's also times where you don't have to know that much.
But the thing
to
about
know
it,
certain
and he
things.
Was great. He was so good. He was good enough until he wasn't. And then the intercept. When he threw that first pick, what was that?
London.
In London.
Yeah, in London.
That badass pick. It wasn't nothing. What else? Nothing good happened since then.
Mm-mm.
When he threw that pick in London, and it was an awful pick.
It was
and then came right back and threw another
one. Next throw.
You're like, yeah.
Ooh. All right. I guess when they let him throw it downfield as opposed to only, you know, letting him do like two things, hand it off or check it down or basically baby him with the game plan.
Yes.
When they actually let him open it up, that's when things start to go a little awry.
Oh.
And then they benched him, right? But then he came back, wasn't it?
Was that
it? Heinicke get hurt or something like that? Because I remember they did bench him, and then he came back and he played in that Carolina game and threw just one of the truly one of the worst interceptions that anyone's ever seen.
You know me,
an NFL quarterback.
You know, there's a there's things that I do my best not to to get him into my, as I like to say, my promotions.
Right, you try to keep an even keel.
I try not to get in my promotions. I was done.
Sometimes you can't
help it. I lost it when he threw that damn interception in Carolina. Oh boy, I was done. Yeah. I didn't want to come to work Monday. I didn't want to come to work, and I did not want to talk about it. Because the last two damn years, they were up there in Carolina. Marcus Mariota threw it from his back.
Yep, yep.
And then this dude throws the worst pick ever.
Worst pick of all time.
Ever.
Yeah. Okay. And then last year, they gave up 44 in Week 18 to end the season, also against Carolina. So,
oh God,
yeah, man. The bottom line of all of that is this: Falcons fans deserve things to improve.
Yes,
you've been through enough, man. Yes. You've been through enough, and that again, we talked about it. I knew it was going to be from the very beginning, and I would encourage you to listen to the full podcast because the Roddy White, Harry Douglas, Julio Jones conversations are really good, and they talk about all kinds of different stuff. Now, when it's aggregated and clipped down into the stuff that they think people are going to react to the most, that's the things that are being.
They're doing a great job picking the right things to react to. But the whole thing is.
The whole thing's great, and they have a great relationship. Yes. And Harry Douglas is so funny, and like they're having a really good time. They're just, you know.
if it ain't one damn thing, it's another.
They didn't have to get Mike Bell this upset this time of year. Mike Bell's arguing with people about Julio on Twitter. Like, let's wait till September to get this kind of rage.
How many times did my boy Mikey B use fanboy?
I don't know. I'm not. I just saw there was a lot of back and forth, and I was like, gosh, too early in the year for this.
Yeah, man.
Too early in the year for this.
Y'all leave Mike alone.
Leave him alone. All right? He's just – everybody's just passionate. All right? Everybody's doing fine. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Micah Parsons says that he will attend minicamp.
Yeah.
But it's, quote, in the owner's hands as to whether or not he will be on the field week one.
Well,
I think that's right.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get an extension this offseason. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yep.
But this is just what the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones do.
Is the Saturday before the first game still technically the offseason?
Yes.
So then, then he'll get a contract
this
offseason.
They're going to do their best to hold him. Maybe it's tax purposes. Or maybe it's just what Jerry feels like he made the decision. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, let's go and give him the money. You know, I mean, no, he's going to get a record-setting, record-breaking contract from the Dallas Cowboys. My biggest thing is how it's going to be structured. Mm-hmm. I would love to see that because you're going to have the highest-paid quarterback, going to have the highest-paid defensive player.
You have to get creative.
And then you're going to have one of the highest-paid wide receivers.
Yeah.
So I just want the structure of it is going to be the interesting part for me because – it was hard to pay top dollar for that many players.
It is. You start losing guys
because of it. But yeah, I'm so anxious. And that could be the holdup is the structure of it. But yeah, Micah's going to get paid.
So here's Mike McDonald. He's the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks going into year two. They obviously signed Sam Darnold to a free agent contract earlier this offseason, responding to questions about whether or not some of these other quarterbacks could push him.
That would lead to a different quarterback.
No, you guys are crazy.
There's no way to ask the question without sounding like an idiot.
Like, I respect
don't
you
ask the question.
Like,
there's no way
you guys. I used to produce
this is a crazy
show.
Question. There's just not gonna like Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. God forbid, you know, you're the worst player of all time because you made one bad throw or one bad decision. It's like that is not what we're trying to build. We want these guys to go prepare the right way, and then when they go out on the practice field, go freaking let it rip. And then we'll go fix it. We'll go. We got time. It's June 3rd. We'll go. Okay, they're going to get plenty of reps. We'll get those things fixed.
Let me help people right now.
I used to produce that show. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who asked that question until I heard his voice in the background.
Let me help people, huh?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. No, I'm because I'm your people.
I used to produce the show.
Yeah, I'm your people.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, yo, you're my brother.
Yeah,
those are guys I used to work with.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the stuff we talk about. Like, why would you ask the quarterback?
They just signed Sam Darnold to a big contract.
All his money. Why would he say, you know what? Yeah, he's going to get pushed by these guys. What? Who they have with there? Sam Howell? Is Sam Howell over there?
Well, they drafted Milroe.
I know they drafted Milroe. But,
Howell, yeah.
Yeah, like, come on,
man. I think Howell, right?
Come on, they need Sam Darnold to be good, just like anybody needs their quarterback. But they need everything else, too. Their offensive line was awful last year.
And it has been for years.
Awful.
Yeah, for years.
Those dudes got to play better. we talk about the running back position.
Drew Locke. Drew they Locke? Traded Howell. Drew Locke.
Okay.
So that's even, I don't know, that's even worse to ask the question.
Yes.
That Drew Locke is going to push.
Drew Locke is the backup quarterback.
Yeah, come on.
Well, since I know you love people keeping tabs at practice, that's where all this started. He threw like three interceptions in practice sessions.
Okay.
So that might have been one of my people who put that out there on social media, because I'm closer friends with like the Seahawks. Now, I will say the guys that host that show, I really do like them. Not that anyone cares that I made a joke about them just being people that I worked with. But dang, man, we're doing that up there now?
Yeah, man.
It used to be beast mode and Legion of Boom, and now we're doing
which one I saw this morning.
People OTA stats.
Shadori was the only quarterback that got zero first team reps yesterday. They suck. They're holding their brother back. No, he's a fifth round draft pick, and
they got a bunch of quarterbacks.
And they had a bunch of quarterbacks. Yeah. And whether you want to believe it or not, they don't have a lot of attachment to a fifth round pick.
No,
even though who he is. Don't. He's still a fifth-round pick.
It's not uncommon fifth-round draft picks to not make the roster.
It's not uncommon. And it's not uncommon for a fifth-round quarterback, no matter who he is, not to get reps for the first team. All Shadur needs right now are reps.
Yeah.
Because they're going to come far and few, especially when you get into training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's taking all the second-team reps, then take every single damn second-team rep. Because it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just show them what you can do.
Yeah. You beat reps.
Do the best with the second-team reps. I'll be surprised if he doesn't make the team.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I would not be.
Yeah. It would be more surprising to me if he doesn't make the team
than
if he's the starting quarterback of the team going into this season. Peyton Manning complimenting Joe Burrow. Dan Patrick said he was interviewing Derrick Henry, and he said if he gets 2,000 yards this year, they'll put him in the next Adam Sandler movie.
Which one was that?
So there's a little incentive.
What's the name come out this summer?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, right.
I'm seeing like little clips of it and stuff. Circulating.
Okay, cool.
A lot of like active golfers.
Not really looking for that one.
I don't think I'm gonna probably watch that.
I'm definitely not gonna watch it because you can't. No,
I did like Happy Gilmore 1.
But this is my only thing.
11.
This is why. I mean, I love Major League. I love it. I love it.
Great movie.
I cannot stand back to back like Cinderella story movies. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like outside of Rocky.
Okay.
Outside of Rocky, but like, okay, why'd they have Major League 2?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm all out.
Like, you could kind of only be Cinderella
once. You know what I mean? Like, only person that I can believe is Rocky. He's the only person that I know. Rocky's the only man that I know.
And even that got a little dicey as the series went on.
Hey, Rocky,
and also he didn't win.
Rocky's the only guy that I know that was down on every card going into the final round. Like that Drago fight, he lost rounds 10-6. 10-6, they stopped the fight.
I mean, he was getting hit in a way.
He didn't get no standing eights.
That would put people in a wheelchair. Like, it is the most unrealistic sports action in a movie. Yeah. It's a great movie, don't get me wrong. I love all the Rocky movies. But, like, could you watch some football stuff and some of the foot's like that? Clearly none of these people ever played football. No boxer ever got hit like that repeatedly over and over and over again. Lose the fight, ever. Not once. By the way, did you see the opener, like the intro to the Stanley Cup Finals last night? What's Tim Riggins doing?
Dude.
I didn't know Tim Riggins was...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Stanley Cup guy?
Where does he? Oh, God, I just saw him in something.
Yeah, too. He must be in something for him to be doing that.
I just saw him in something.
Well, we were watching. I was like, Ashley, look, Tim Riggins. He's like, he looks old.
He was in something recently that me and Donna watched.
All right, he was in that movie that I watched with Matthew Broderick, that series that was on, like, opioid crisis.
I think that's me and you.
Ooh, he was
about.
Good
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, I think that's what
I'm talking about. That's a sad movie, or a sad show. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Final start tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Abe. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Although, it's a new day now. The Braves have literally started another game. So, big story of the day is last night sucked, as have many lately. But they're playing already today. So, you know, who knows? Maybe today they'll start the turnaround. Maybe today it'll start another chapter in the season.
Well, speaking of new chapters, the NBA is trying again to fix this All-Star game.
Okay, that's right.
Adam Silver has announced this morning that the new format for the All-Star game will be U.S. versus the world.
Do you want to hear the voice of the commissioner announcing that?
I would love to.
All right, let's listen to Adam Silver.
Next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season will be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of
attention. How about just a basketball game?
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success.
They're going to be.
Yeah, the Olympics always are a big success. So cool. Take credit for that.
Yeah.
You also change the format every single year and have for the past 10 years, and it hasn't really done much to help the product. The product can only be helped by one thing.
Players playing better, playing harder.
Effort.
Whatever.
trying.
And so maybe this will get, because if you look at the world's roster and versus the U.S. roster, that would bring competitiveness out of them, right?
What was that?
That would bring a competitiveness.
I would hope. Like the fear of embarrassment?
Yeah, the fear of embarrassment.
Yeah, that's a motivator.
Shea technically is a world player.
Canadian.
Luka's a world player. Giannis, world player. Jokic, world player. You know? So, I mean, they just go with those guys.
Yeah.
You know? And
no,
so
their starting five is the last five MVPs.
Yeah, exactly. So now the bench prop, you know, if you can get them to their bench.
They're fine. Jamal Murray's Canadian. Wemby's French.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Got Wemby. So, yeah.
They're going to be a pretty good roster.
I kind of took it slightly different.
Oh, God.
How'd you take it?
Well, what if they brought in, they had the NBA All-Stars is one team.
Okay.
And then they either bring in a different national team or a different group.
Oh, I hope they don't do that.
Why would they do that?
EuroLeague All-Stars. Whatever. I don't know. No. But
yeah.
I don't think USA and World of NBA All-Stars, I'm not entirely sure that's where his head's actually at.
I understand what you're saying, just because then you have to have – because right now the All-Star team is how many guys? How many guys make the All-Star team? So 24, right?
Right.
And that's of everyone,
yes.
U.S. and international. Mm-hmm. Now you'd have to have 12 international guys and 12 American guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to have enough?
Yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm. So some guys, but there
were there 12 American All-Stars last year?
There will be those guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. There'll be
maybe Trey can make it not as an Adam Silver exemption.
There'll be like a Trey or somebody on the team. And then when you look at the world team, it'll be a guy like give me a name from the world, a world player.
Like a random one?
Yeah, like Dyson Daniels.
Oh.
Or somebody like
you
that.
You think they're going to have to go that far down the list?
I'm not saying that, but they may have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Okay, so I have this year's All-Stars in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, there's more Americans than I thought.
Uh-huh.
Jaylen Brown, Steph Curry, right. Kevin Durant, James Harden, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, LeBron James.
They're going to be fun. They're going to have
Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis.
The U.S. All-Star team is going to have plenty
Jaylen
of those
Brunson,
guys.
Cade Cunningham, Anthony Edwards. Yes. Yeah. So they're not going to have to scrape the bottom of the barrel at all.
Maybe the world team may.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, mm-hmm. Alperen Şengün. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's international. I just assume he is.
I think he's Turkish.
His name's weird, so I assume he is. Pascal
Turkish.
Siakam is international?
Yes.
Okay. Victor Wembanyama, yes. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Where else we going here? I don't know. But, yeah, so there you go. Wemby probably will be an all-star next year. Okay, so they probably have a harder time coming up with the 12. But either way, I don't know, fine, whatever. Like, keep messing with it until you fix it. That seems to be the motto in sports currently. I don't know, maybe messing with it in the first place was the wrong idea. Because, like, again, like the format of the All-Star game in the NBA wasn't the problem.
Right.
The format was fine. They used to play a basketball game, and the guys would give it not a great effort the whole time, but usually by the fourth quarter you'd see some competition and it would be okay. Then that was too much to ask, and guys stopped trying hard. And so they were like, oh, we need to do this scoring system. Didn't fix it.
No.
Now we're going to do a four-team tournament.
You remember that?
Didn't
you
fix
remember
it.
That one?
That was last year.
No, not the scoring one.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember. What do they call that, Abe? Where it's like there's a fixed number you have to get to. There's
the Elam ending.
Yeah, the Elam ending. That's right. It's like, all right, no, the only thing that'll make it good is what makes sports good. Great athletes trying hard to beat each other.
Yeah,
unless you can make these guys do that, then whatever. You can make it the U.S. versus Mars, and it's going to suck if guys don't try. Make it Space Jam. It's going to suck if guys don't try hard. So anyway, cool. I'm glad they tried to fix it again. The NBA Finals start tonight. I don't think it's going to suck. I do think that the Thunder are probably going to win in less than seven.
Yes.
I'd be surprised if it goes to six.
I said less than seven.
Probably goes only five, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes four. But I will say this. Just even if it does, go four or five, whatever, gentlemen sweep, actual sweep, that doesn't mean the games can't be great.
No, exactly.
Because the Pacers got swept by the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and all those games were incredible.
Right.
The Pacers were just better. The Celtics were just better than them, and they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Thunder are better than the Pacers. They just have to find a way to sneak a couple, and it's hard to do against these Thunder because nobody does it.
This is an ABC game,
mm-hmm.
So we got to deal with their pregame, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we don't because I don't now the damn Braves are playing now, so I figured out because I got shows to watch.
Okay,
man.
Finally got some shows listed.
I got some shows listed. Right, I'm good. I'm good until they get back.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, dog. I tell you, we were talking just a second ago about Briggins, the Tylenol one on Netflix. Just brace yourself for some weirdness.
Now, is it a documentary or
yes,
it's
on
a...
the Tylenol something?
Okay.
Tylenol.
Okay,
whatever. But murders or whatever it was. You will never take another gel cap in your life because I don't take them anyways. But yeah, you won't.
You
take
know how I take gel caps?
Because you can't swallow pills.
I bite them and get the gel ooze out, and then swish.
Not gel caps.
Swish around a bunch of water in my mouth.
What am I thinking about? Not the gel caps. The ones that you can twist off.
Oh, the ones that are like the dust in there?
Yeah.
I open those bad boys up and knock them in there.
Just be careful, man.
I was doing goody powders before goody powder.
Dude, ain't that like that? Boy, you don't know about them goody powder, boy. Girl, boy, go get me a goody and a Coca-Cola, baby.
That'll fix a headache.
Yeah. Okay, Grandma. What are you thinking else? And then if they got some one of them big slits, bring it back. Like, that was the day when you were young, you can go to the corner store and buy alcohol
because
everybody knew your grandma was just for your grandma, your uncle. Let's see you to the corner. See you to the corner store. They know, hey, ready to get something for Grandma? Yes, sir. What you want? She want a goodie, a Coca-Cola, and a slits. Bam.
Sure.
Yep.
Coming right up.
Everybody know that.
My dad called it the beer store. It wasn't even the corner store or the gas station. It was just flat out the beer store. Because that's where beer was purchased.
Yeah, but it's funny, my boy, my baby.
We're going to go to the beer store. You can get some candy.
Yeah, my boy, my baby, Sebastian calls it daddy water.
There you go.
Yeah, he calls it daddy's water. Yeah,
a little daddy water.
You know, daddy, you drinking daddy water? It's like, yeah, that's what your papa drinking. But I think it will be a sweep.
I know.
But I think it's going to be a close sweep, meaning it's one of them things where – but it's going to be a blowout one of these games.
Oh, yeah. One of these first two games in Oklahoma City is going to be a 30-point win for the Thunder.
But the only way, if the Pacers can hit shots, because they're going to get those shots. And the one thing about it is that they – what did I write down here? Oh, yeah. The Pacers, they were able to hunt matchups against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to do this again. They were able to hunt out Jalen Brunson. They were able to hunt out Karl Anthony Towns.
The only one that I think that they – and you talked about it with Mike earlier – was I think because what the Thunder do defensively against guards is the best in the NBA. Yeah. Like, I know that the Pacers have other ball handlers, and I think that helps them. They got to have to find creative ways to use those guys while getting Halliburton into good scoring positions. Siakam.
Yep.
Siakam's a tough matchup for anybody, especially in the open floor. Like, he might be one of the best finishers in the fast break in the whole NBA. He's so good at catching the ball on the outside the three-point line with, like, his long-ass legs. Mm-hmm. Like, one dribble and two steps, and he's to the rim. They've got to find a way to run on him. Obviously, the right way to do that is to get stops and run on him, but they'll run on you even if you score on
them.
They
are out of the basket.
The thing they got to avoid, and I don't know how you do this, especially against the Thunder because they're so good defensively, you got to avoid the random Tyrese Halliburton disappears game. Like he had in game 5 against the Knicks where he scored eight points and had six assists.
Is he a superstar?
And then remember against Cleveland, he had the random back-to-back games where he had 4 points and 5 assists and 11 points and 5 assists?
Yes.
Like if Tyrese Halliburton has one of those games, and maybe he only has 11 or 15 points, whatever, he can still affect the game a lot that way.
Yeah.
But he has to have 15 assists.
Yes.
Like you can't have a game where he goes 4 points and 5 assists. You're going to lose by 30 points in that game. And maybe that's what it is, because that's going to happen anyway. You're going to have one of those blowout losses to the Thunder. But if they can avoid those, Tyrese Halliburton gets completely like taken out. And the thing about it is kind of allows himself to get phased out of those games too, which is weird for a star player. But they can't do that. Like none of the things that have gone wrong in the first three series have bit him in the ass because they're good enough to beat these teams.
Correct.
You can't let those things go wrong against the Thunder or else you're absolutely going to get swept.
The thing with them is that they very rarely – do people come back on the Thunder? The Thunder keep their foot on your throat. And we all know that, you know, once this thing is rolling and once Shea gets to his spots and gets all them damn and ones, and Mike was talking about, and that place gets rocking, they have no chance.
You know what I think is going to be a really bad matchup for Indiana? Way down the list of things that people care about in this series, but remember how Cat torched Miles Turner?
Mm-hmm.
Hartenstein's legit bully. He's going to give Miles Turner many problems.
Is it a hook floater?
It's like a little left-handed push floater.
Whatever it is, it's money.
It goes in.
It's money.
It goes in. But he'll bully you underneath. Like, I think this could be a lot. And then Chet kind of has a whole different skill set. I don't know what Turner's going to do either.
I really like Miles Turner. I don't like him here in Atlanta.
I like him too. I just think this is going to be a tough series for him against those two guys.
I don't know.
It's another reason why I like what the Thunder did all year, though, is like it kind of hurt their style for a month or so, month and a half, by making sure Chet and Hartenstein played together.
Right.
Like at first it was rough.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Too big, having two bigs, yeah.
Yeah, but they figured it out, and now it's deadly. That's great.
Yeah.
Great, good coaching. Meanwhile, Tibbs is like game 6 of the East Finals. Like, oh, maybe let's try some depth.
Maybe I'll try something different.
Maybe we'll see if we can put some of these other guys in there. Dagnall was doing it in January. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kind of nice to have multiple live sporting events on right now, man. Here in the studio.
Yeah.
We don't normally get that here on the midday show. Andy and Randy, Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Braves early, game 3 against the Diamondbacks, trying to avoid the sweep at home. Bottom of the second inning, 0-0. We'll keep you updated on that. And then Coco Gauff in the semifinals, off to a great start. She wins the first set 6-1. They're early in the second set. We'll keep you updated on that as well, but kind of fun. couple of live sporting events going on while we're talking to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. I mean,
we'll try not to get distracted.
We'll try to get distracted, you know, because you know, usually I would say two years ago, if we had like this on, the Braves would be distracting because you never knew what was going to happen.
Something might happen.
Yeah, right now.
Nothing distracting about
nothing,
this team.
Nothing distracting about this damn team. But, we only got to talk about them right now because they're on right now. And you remember how y'all always would tell me, Randy, you're not supposed to talk about it on the radio live.
Can't do play-by-play.
Can't do play-by-play, Randy, and things like that. Don't worry. I won't.
Yeah. It's a lot easier now, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry. No, don't.
2023, they had like 300 home runs.
Yeah, don't
You couldn't
don't
turn away without a home run being hit.
Don't worry, I won't.
I can say what's going to happen. It's not actually play-by-play. It's just an informed opinion or an educated guess.
All right.
The Braves aren't going to score here. That'd be my guess.
Because it's been the
Braves are going to leave, I guess, Ozzie's on first base.
Oh.
He's not going to come around and score, be my guess.
We won't get to see Freddie in action with an eye.
No,
Freddie
no.
in action.
Yeah, no. Now, yeah, it's interesting. Both Freddies were Freddies with an eye. Freddie Freeman with an IE.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman with no E.
Yeah, and then Freddie Freeman just FREDI or FR2Ds?
He's a 2DI.
2DI?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, he's a 2DI.
And then a lot of Freddies are just FREDDY.
Yes. Yeah. That goes back to the spelling of Sean. However you want to spell.
Oh, so Freddie Gonzalez, 1D.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a double D guy.
He's a double D guy. Yeah. No,
1D.
Okay, cool.
I'm a Y at the end guy. I know you are too.
Yeah. Always have been. Always will be. Yeah. No. You keep your vows to yourself.
Damn right.
Oh, hold on. He did advance. Pass ball.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to run their scoring position, baby.
So that's where they really love to leave him. He was always going to get in scoring position.
Yes.
Now he's going to stay there. All right. Let's get to the back page with Abe.
Got to run their scoring position.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. What?
Just saw this funny clip. When the last time you pantsed a grown man?
Oh, jeez. I don't think I've ever pantsed a grown
man. That's just awful, man. They just pants this dude in front of this chick, man.
I pantsed my brothers,
but
like, they're only sort of grown men.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever pantsed a person.
There was a lot of pantsing back in the day young people.
I've never done it.
I've been pantsed. Wow, I was wrong.
Wow, you were so wrong. Keep being wrong.
I think I could probably. No. I'll tell you this pantsing story off the air.
All right, okay.
It's not about me.
Yeah, make sure you do that.
All right. Speaking of getting pantsed, let's get to Abe.
No, he's not. That's happened to him.
Most likely to have been pantsed most recently.
I think it's been a while. I don't maybe I either blacked that out or it's been a while.
Now, my brother pantsed me last summer, and a lot of these athletic shorts I wear have built-in like liners, so I don't have boxers on under them.
Yeah, you got
so you pants, and then everybody gets a show,
you
know, that they don't want. They didn't pay a ticket price for.
Always wear belts. That's my suggestion.
Drawstrings, I guess.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
In honor of Bo Johnson, who will return tomorrow, figure we kind of have to talk about the Women's College World Series. It was one of the wildest moments I have seen in sports in a long, long time.
Interesting walk, though. It's pitches above the strike zone, not pitches outside the strike zone.
I think she's missed both her... The last one was almost a strike.
And Adler gets a hit to pitch, and she will drive in a pair. Texas has the lead on her first hit of the World Series.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
She wanted a cup.
3-0, they're walking you. And she saw two pitches that were close to the zone. So what if Reese Atwood said, I dare you. I dare you to bring another one close.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what was going on yesterday. This is in the sixth inning. Nyjah Kennedy, obviously the Texas Tech star, they are intentionally walking one of Texas's best hitters, catcher Reese Atwood. But the first two balls of the intent, they don't get to just say four and
which
you're
is great.
First.
I love that
you have to throw.
Yeah. Right. I love
the first two were almost strikes, as you heard in that call. Ball three was a little further outside, and then what was should have been ball four was, I mean, almost right down the middle.
It was a strike. Like, if she didn't swing at that, it would have been a 3-1 count.
Yeah. And so, staying alert, Reese Atwood rips it. Two-run score, because some team out there knows how to score with runners in scoring
position.
That's
the only way that you can score off that lady, though.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Kennedy. She has to be intentionally walking you, and you have to swing at one of them.
Texas,
that's the only way you could score on her.
Texas takes game one. They will play again tonight. I would imagine Kennedy is going to be back on the bump.
Yeah.
But
I think they'll have a different strategy for intentional walks as well. But I do love that, like, you know, because that happened. I remember Miguel Cabrera did that one time in a Major League Baseball game where the intentional walk wasn't far enough outside.
He
kept his eye, kept alert and pounded it up the middle. And I think it was even a double.
Tom Selleck did it on Mr. Baseball.
That's right.
Remember
Mr. Baseball did it too.
So he went and break the home run record.
Like, do you really think that just the automatic four go to first is speeding the game up that much?
No.
It never really bothered me that they had.
I like it.
I kind of liked watching them.
I like it.
It was always, especially like Barry Bonds, because he would just stare at you and make you feel like such a wuss for walking him. Like, having to actually throw the four balls and look at the guy who you're not like brave enough to face, I think you should have to do that.
Right.
Like, now you just give him the automatic four. You don't even have to pretend that you were a wuss about it. I liked it. I liked that you had to go through the motions of actually throwing four balls outside and just broadcasting to the world that you don't have the guts to pitch to the guy.
Losers.
So Women's College World Series had a great ending. Anytime hockey goes into playoffs, overtime, it's a great ending. Last night, no different. A back-and-forth affair between Edmonton and the Panthers.
We already played the clip. I don't know why nobody care about it.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half boards under pressure. Turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McKinnon across the tire. Leon Draisaitl. 4-3. Edmonton in overtime.
All right. There we'll move on. Since
okay. Thank you very much.
We don't
much.
Want to discuss that.
No, we
maybe we'll.
I can't say anything about it.
We're moving
forward. We talked about it, Andy, in 11:20. What's trending?
Kind of. I didn't get to say White Leon.
I knew you were going to say that because I was going to the same place as you.
We don't get a lot of White Leons.
I'm in the same place as you are right there, right now.
That's my main take.
I said the same thing. I was like, I forgot. Leon ain't no brother.
Yeah, we got a White Leon. Which is great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and like, White Leon didn't score any goals in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. I think he had a hat trick last night.
I'm talking about when you got a White Leon, that's a as mad as I was about that damn goal, it was so cool to have a Caucasian Leon. Yeah. I loved it.
That's one of our few.
Yeah, like a Caucasian. Clarence.
We don't have a lot of those.
Yeah. Like,
I had an Uncle Jerome.
Yeah.
I have an Uncle Leon.
Uncle, really?
Yeah.
You got an Uncle Leon? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Is he cool?
White?
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, Randy. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know too many not uncool Leons.
Your name's Leon. Yeah. Like, you got to be pretty cool.
Yes.
That's really all I wanted to say about it, more than anything.
Well, I swear to you, I thought the same thing.
The Braves are scuffling, but one MLB team has turned the corner a little bit.
2-2, and it should be an easy play for McMahon. It is.
Yes.
The Rockies win it 3-2. They have swept the Marlins in Miami for the first time since 2006. Kinley with his second save of the year. The last time the Rockies had a sweep on the road was last May in San Diego.
Damn.
Listen to the crowd. There was eight people there.
There's two claps.
The Arcia effect.
Arcia.
They got the leadership they've been looking for in that clubhouse.
Former All-Star.
And we've been terrible since he left.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, go
back
to it.
That's no coincidence. You got a leadership in the clubhouse problem, and you take out the guy who's one of the
glue guy. What my boy Mike B called the glue guy.
The glue guy.
Yeah, he's a glue guy.
Yeah,
and y'all got rid of him.
Now look at Colorado, gonna go on a run. Marlins ought to be ashamed of themselves. I did like that their social media team, because Scottie Scheffler had nothing to do with it. Neither did they. But people were just tweeting out after Scheffler won last weekend that Scheffler had more wins in the month of May than they did.
Yes.
And Scheffler obviously hasn't played since last Sunday, and they've won three in a row. They were like, wins since June 2nd. Rockies 3, Scheffler 0.
Right.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun to sort of clap back like that.
Chris Rose was interviewing Max Fried. Chris Rose tried to kind of, I would say, insult Atlanta and the Braves, but Max Fried was going to have none on it. He stood up for the Braves twice in a 50-second clip.
Thank you, Max.
There's just a really no-nonsense, like, we're here to win mentality, and that's a lot of similarities to what I experienced in Atlanta, and at the end of the day, it's just going out there competing against the guys on the other team and trying to win.
You know, Atlanta is a wonderful organization and obviously has a tremendous national fan base. This is a different animal, right? It is the number one brand in the sport. When did you realize, like, we're upping it a few notches?
I mean, obviously, New York is New York, but Atlanta has a huge fan base. They've got basically the entire South. So, you know, anywhere you go in the South, you travel on the road, Braves fans would show up all the time. So I feel like there's a lot of similarities that in this scenario, it doesn't feel all that different.
Well, is this
really?
Yeah.
Chris Rose, he used to, long time ago, Best Damn Sports Show, period. Yeah. He's been with NFL Network, MLB Network.
I love, first
He's
of all,
Ohio guy.
Max is right.
Max is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I think it's just such a funny misconception that people have nationally about fanhood here, because fanhood here isn't like stark raving lunacy like it is in northeastern cities or some of the cities in the Midwest.
Yes.
It's just as passionate and there's just as many, but people are just a little bit more cool about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to really worry about some things when you say, because I hate this phrase, and I'm like, because that's so that gives you the right to be a dumbass when you say I'm an Eagles fan. When you're beating up somebody, like, well, because I'm an Eagles fan. Are you doing this? Because I'm a Knicks fan. There's plenty of Knicks fans. Don't act like you. No, dude, you are a damn idiot.
Yeah.
You are a Looney Tune idiot.
What you are is a dumbass looking for an excuse.
Yes, that's all. Don't be telling me that you are a damn so-and-so team fan. That's why you act the way you act. No.
Also, what do they expect the reaction to be when that's the excuse? It's like, I'm just a big Eagles fan. It's like, oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, yeah, he's a big Eagles
fan.
We can't, get the hell out of here,
then,
man.
By all means, destroy some more property publicly.
Yes, go ahead.
Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit B.
Yes, go ahead,
the
dude.
Eagle fan hat collection and Exhibit C.
Yeah, I've been a fan of the team since 1986. Oh, I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah.
By all means, break laws.
Your Honor, in light of these exhibits, we'd like to dismiss all charges.
Whatever, dude.
You didn't know that there was a little caveat to the public intoxication law, that if you're a big fan of a sports team, you're allowed to do that. Okay.
Yeah, like,
got it.
Get out of here, man. Y'all was so... Yeah!
I like what Max said, though. He's right.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans. Because Max didn't want to leave.
No, he would have happily stayed if they would have given him $200 million.
They got it.
Freddie would have happily been here. Dansby would have happily been here.
They got the bread, man.
Oh, sure they do. But they'd rather buy buildings with it.
Hey, man. That building's going to be nice, man.
They are a real estate company who happens to own a baseball team.
Would you? Nah, never mind. You can't take yourself out of the fandom part about it and look at it as the business aspect of it.
Oh,
I understand the business.
Oh, of course I do. Of course I understand the business. And if this was the sports business radio, then we'd be celebrating that.
But it ain't.
But it ain't. Win some games. Step it up. Nice business portfolio, though. I'm sure that parking lot you're going to develop into some high rises is going to be wonderful. We're all going to enjoy it. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.